You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Commentator Brian O'Nunoyn is here, and as we all know, he loves to travel to far-flung places, but it won't entail a timeshare vacation home anytime soon.
And a very good morning to you all. Recently, She Who Must Be Obeyed and myself were talked into giving up about 2 hours of our time to listen to a timeshare sales pitch. We did get a $50 discount at a restaurant later on, plus a $25 credit card gift token for our troubles, but I'm not sure that it was really worth it, though. Here we are, days later, and I'm still simmering with resentment at these bollockses for having wasted so much of my time. This is kind of like how it went. It was like an assembly line. You had to pass through about six different people, and when one of them was done with you, they'd pass you on to the next person down the chain. The sales pitches were very, very heavy-handed, and while we were assured that if we declined to take them up on the offer that we would all still part company the best of friends at the end of the day, well, the reality was quite different. The whole tone for the affair was set by the promo video that you had to watch. It was called Today's the Day, and they even had someone write a really cheesy song entitled Today's the Day to close out the video. Yes, folks, today's the day. Today's the day you will sign along the dotted line. For even though the thought never entered your head that you might spend $88,000 on a timeshare, you are going to do so because today's the day. Today's the day, my arse. As I said to the idiot who was trying to sell me this nonsense, I said, look, I wouldn't part with $800 on the basis of a sales pitch, not to mention $88,000. Nick was his name, young and enthusiastic, very enthusiastic. Nick would later go on to insult us because we didn't want to behave really, really stupidly and sign up for the $88,000 timeshare. He says, well, not everyone can afford this, says he, like sneering at us. Yes, you're right, Nick. We poor Walmart shoppers couldn't afford it. I wish I'd had the wherewithal to say, you're right, Nick. We can't afford this. We can't afford to be this stupid because we work too damn hard to earn our money to simply throw it in massive clumps at some fool like you simply on the basis of some moderately persuasive sales pitch. What I did say was, Nick, only a clown would part with that sort of money on the basis of a one-hour sales pitch. So then he says, well, there must be a lot of clowns out there because we're the biggest in the world at what we do. That's right, Nick. As P.T. Barnum is reputed to have said, there's a sucker born every minute. But guess what? I'm not one of those morons who's going to give you a dime. I didn't say all this because by now the wife had figured out that we've had enough. And I was feeling sorry for this poor kid. Well, just a little bit. But we still had to go and see the presidential suite of the hotel next door. And I must tell you folks, it's right up there with some of the finest three-star hotels I've stayed in. Yes, this is actually supposed to impress us. And then we had to deal with Nick's boss, and he would try and talk us into this crap. And then finally, feeling sorry for the two of them, we said, look, we're sorry. We have seen the movie Glengarry Glen Ross. We know how much of a difficult job this can be. Your man, the boss man, then comes back and he says, hey, no need to feel sorry for us. We earn $200,000 a year. Yeah, right. Bye now. Have a lovely day.
That was commentator Brian O'Nunoyn, who teaches a class called Ireland Here I Come at LSUS and takes groups to Ireland on vacation. Contact Brian by email at brian@redriverradio.org. You can hear the commentaries of Brian O'Nunoyn every Thursday morning at 7:35 here on Red River Radio.